Our next speaker this morning is unable to be with us in person, but chose to share his knowledge and experience with us regardless. Professor M.S. Swaminathan is commonly referred to as the father of the Green Revolution. Time magazine named him as one of the 20 most influential Asians in the 20th century. A plant geneticist by training, he is a strong advocate of sustainable agriculture and is a world leader in the field of sustainable food security. In a feat that is truly remarkable, he has received no less than 58 honorary doctorate degrees from universities around the world. He currently holds the UNESCO Chair in Ecotechnology at the M.S. Swaminathan Research Foundation in Chennai, India. Ladies and gentlemen, Professor M.S. Swaminathan.
I'm sorry, I'm unable to be present personally on this very important occasion when the work of a global alliance on greenhouse gas emissions from the field of agriculture are being discussed. Seemingly impossible tasks can be achieved only by mobilizing the power of partnership. Therefore, I am confident that the Global Alliance will help us to prepare a roadmap, not only prepare a roadmap, but also implement action indicated by the roadmap, both in the area of mitigation as well as adaptation. Mitigation opportunities in agriculture are many. For example, today what we should promote in every farm, farm pond to collect the rainwater, conserve it carefully because rainfall is likely to become scarcer in the and higher temperature will lead to greater transpiration, evaporation. And therefore every farm a farm pond, every farm a biogas plant, particularly where there is crop livestock integrated farming system, so that the methane gas is going into the atmosphere is harnessed and used as energy, as a decentralized source of energy. And every farm several fertilizer fields, like 5-HBA albida, which can fix nitrogen, which can improve soil fertility, and which can build up soil carbon banks. By building up soil carbon banks and storing carbon in the soil, we make a great contribution to mitigation. Apart from the role of green plants in carbon sequestration through photosynthesis, carbon banks in the soil, and of course in the ocean, all of them are important. So I hope the Global Alliance will develop an implementable pathway by which all of us can work together to utilize the challenge proposed by climate change in developing a climate resilient farming strategy, a climate resilient agriculture, identify climate savior crops, build gene banks from a warming planet. It's extremely important to have genetic material. In my country, Mahatma Gandhi, as we call him, the father of our nation, used to say, nature provides for everyone's need, but not for everyone's greed. This is true when we look at the variety of plants we have, halophytes which can grow near the sea, xerophytes which can grow with very little water, and a whole series of plants which are available for different agroclimatic and soil conditions. It is important for us to savor the mangroves of the world. The mangroves serve as bio-shield, and also mangroves are some of the most efficient in terms of carbon sequestration, and therefore all along the coast we must have the mangrove as well as non-mangrove species like active plants and sesame and many other plants which can grow and absorb carbon and store it, and also act as a bio-shield when there is a rise in sea level as a result of tsunami or as a result of sea level rise. So I think we need to look at the alliance priorities. The priorities will vary. Coastal communities and in the world today, and Australia, New Zealand and other countries, many of the big cities are all in coastal areas. Even my country, India, Chennai where I live, or Mumbai, or Calcutta, Cochin, many of them are near the ocean. We have to think of how to prepare ourselves to meet the challenge of sea level rise, and at the same time how to make a contribution both to mitigation and adaptation through coastal vegetation, through coastal plants, which I mentioned, mangroves, a unique gift of nature to humankind. The mangrove species can not only act as barriers for sea level, but also sequester carbon in a very large measure. Similarly, we have other plants all over the world, and I think the Global Alliance should help us to exchange material, exchange information. Mount a global program, over 1 billion fertilizer trees should be planted in the next 3 or 4 years all over the world. They will not only enrich soil health and soil fertility, but also serve as carbon banks, storing a lot of carbon in the soil. In fact, the low yield of many crops in many tropical countries is also due to low soil carbon content. In other words, then, the calamity of climate change has to be converted into an opportunity for realigning our research strategies, to reorienting our approach to crop production, animal production, and also develop methods by which food security can be preserved, conserved, and enriched. I once again wish the New Zealand meeting a great success. It's a good fortune many ministers are gathered together, because ultimately whatever we can accomplish can only be through synergy between technology and public policy. Technology can be developed, but public policy is essential to take the technology to the field and to develop it everywhere. We should develop simple methods, homegrown methods of energy management. We should develop simple methods of soil fertility management. We should prevent by every possible method the ammonia volatilization and other greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture. Let us decide that another 15 or 20 years the greenhouse gas emissions attributable to the agricultural sector will be almost nil, because we can use all those gases to good advantage in enhancing the productivity or profitability of major farming systems. Again, I apologize for my absence, but I hope this particular meeting will be a landmark in global partnership for an important cause of feeding the world. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, already over 1 billion people will go to bed tonight. 1 billion children, women and men will go to bed tonight. In other words, we are not achieving the UN Millennium Development Goal of reducing hunger and poverty by half by 2015 in a proportionate manner, When a review is taken in New York in September 2010 on the UN MDGs and how to overcome this problem of hunger, I'm sure the Global Alliance will play an important role in spreading a message of hope. And where this path today is, climate change is a mega calamity, and we should not take it lightly. We should be prepared for the worst and also make the best out of available opportunities. Because many steps we should take for both mitigation and adaptation to climate change are desirable steps anyway, whatever may be the size and the quantum of climate change and the damage of the climate change. I think the action we are proposing under the Global Alliance will be one which will enrich agriculture, which will secure farmers, will insulate farmers from the impact of temperature rise, drought, more frequent floods, uncertain rainfall, and those coastal communities from global warming-induced sea level rise. I wish the meeting great success in developing a blueprint for the future.
So, on your behalf, ladies and gentlemen, thank you to Professor Amos Bonnie Slater for his contribution to our conference this morning.